If there's one thing that most Michiganders can agree on, it's that our roads are in terrible shape. As to how to fix them, well, that's another matter. Take, for example, I-94, a notoriously congested stretch of road which was built in the 1940s and 1950s. The Michigan Department of Transportation has laid out a $3 billion plan to repair and modernize a 6.7-mile stretch of that highway near Detroit, but some environmental groups are raising concerns about the impact of expanding the highway's footprint. And they say MDOT needs to do an updated environmental assessment before moving forward. Here to talk about those concerns is Nick Schroek, Executive Director of the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center. Nick, welcome back to Current State.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Where, for starters, where is this 7-mile stretch of highway?
Yeah, it's right through the city of Detroit. So basically from I-96 all the way to Connor. So it's about a 7-mile stretch all through the city of Detroit.
And tell us a little bit more about the scope of the project. What exactly do MDOT's plans call for?
Right. So when MDOT completed their environmental study back in 2004, what was contemplated at that time is the same thing that they're planning on right now, which would be adding an additional lane of traffic, both on the eastbound and westbound highway lanes, and then also adding continuous service drives, three lanes of service drives continuously along that same 7-mile stretch. So in effect, you're adding about eight lanes of traffic when you add it all in together.
Is that a done deal, Nick, that approach?
Well, no. So what MDOT's been saying to us is that they're sort of rethinking and trying to decide whether or not they still need that same footprint of a highway. So they had a series of meetings back about a month ago, meeting with community members and other groups to try and talk about, you know, is that plan still what's needed for the region and what's needed for the city of Detroit?
Well, the highway was built over 50 years ago using designs that no one would use, building a highway today. MDOT has said that safety is the topmost concern when it comes to deciding what the new freeway will look like. What are some of the safety issues that will be addressed by the MDOT plan?
Well, anyone who's driven along that stretch knows that there's some areas where you have entrance and exit ramps along the left-hand side of the road, meaning that people are merging into the fastest lanes of traffic, as well as there's some trunk lines where you come in off of, say, the Lodge onto I-94, where you have to cross over multiple lanes of traffic. And so those types of design things are a problem, and they're outdated. But what we're saying is you can fix those issues without having to significantly enlarge the footprint of the highway and add those additional lanes of traffic. And the reason why we're raising these concerns is because all of the data that MDOT relied on in coming up with this expansion plan turned out to be wrong. They made assumptions about traffic growth and about increases in vehicle miles traveled, and all of that turned out to be wrong. Now here we are 10, 11 years down the road from when they completed their last study, and we're just saying, look, if you've relied on all of these assumptions that were incorrect, we need to go back and make sure that we still would need this type of an expansion. And really, could we save some money by just fixing the highway, addressing some of those safety concerns, and not going forward with an expansion?
But, Nick, they MDOT acknowledges that the assumptions were wide of the mark?
They do. So what happened was they actually went back and did an updated traffic count in October of last year, October of 2014, and they found that in most areas along that 7-mile stretch, there had actually been a decrease in traffic going back to the early 2000s. So we actually have less traffic on the road today. And they did adjust their projections into the future, but they're still calling for, you know, fairly significant increases in traffic moving ahead 20 years. And that's where we're questioning those assumptions, you know, whether or not that's actually going to happen, because they've been wrong time and again. And so we're just really, you know, wondering why we should believe them now when they've been wrong in the past.
Nick Schroek is the executive director of the Great Lakes Law Center and a professor at Wayne State University. We're talking today about the opposition to expanding a 6.7-mile stretch of I-94 in downtown Detroit. So another environmental assessment is really in order here.
Well, that's what we're calling for. So there's something called the National Environmental Policy Act, which is the federal law that calls for these environmental assessments before major federal dollars are spent on any big project that's likely to have environmental impacts. And there's a process when you have these types of things happen, where you have an environmental assessment that was done back in the early 2000s. It sat on the shelf for all these years. Well, things change. We've had significant changes in population in the city of Detroit. Unfortunately, our population has gone down significantly within the project area. People are driving less, And we have new things that need to be considered, such as climate change. Now, under federal law, you have to consider potential climate impacts from a project. And so all of those things, along with some others, were not considered back with this assessment in the early 2000s. And so under the National Environmental Policy Act, there's a process for something called a supplemental environmental impact statement. And that's what we're seeking, is a supplemental where they go back and look at, based on all of these changing circumstances, is this highway expansion still considered the least polluting alternative, or the alternative that's likely to get the job done with the fewest environmental impacts? And we're not sure that that's the case because the study's so old and outdated.
MDOT has said it's committed to right-sizing the project. It's not interested in just unconsidered expansion. This project would start in 2019, would not be finished until 2036.
Right.
There is a case to be made that making the highway wider would help accommodate population growth and more traffic, is there not?
Well, that's interesting. Actually, a lot of research has been done looking at, if you add lanes of traffic to a highway, do you actually reduce congestion, or do you just end up funneling more traffic onto that highway that would have been using surface streets and other modes of transportation? And there's this idea of induced demand, we call it, where you have these extra lanes on a highway, and you basically funnel more traffic there, but you end up back in the same level of congestion that you had.
If you build it, they will come.
Exactly right.
Is that it?
And there is actual research showing that happens. And so, we're just saying, look, let's not take this project little piece by piece. As you mentioned, it would be ongoing for the next 20 years. Are there ways that we can, right-sizing the words that MDOT wants to use? We want a supplemental environmental impact statement to look at the project in its entirety as a whole and see whether or not this expansion is needed. It's very expensive, $3 billion to do this expansion and modernization of the highway. And, our point is we can't afford to fix the roads that we have right now and the vehicle lanes we have currently. Why do we need to be expanding this highway here where it doesn't look like it's needed based on all the traffic data?
If you look at some of the reporting that's come out on this project, a lot of people leaving comments are complaining about the existing congestion on this stretch of roads. Would you concede there will be some benefits if you live in these nearby neighborhoods to relieving gridlock and idling cars coming in and out of the city? How do you respond to those people who live nearby who complain about congestion?
Sure. And that's the idea of if you have this bumper-to-bumper traffic where it's not flowing, cars idling, of course there can be more air pollution associated with that. What we've actually heard from many residents along this corridor is that by adding more lanes, adding more service drives, you're likely to funnel more traffic into the area and arguably make that air pollution worse just by virtue of having more cars and trucks going through that corridor. So while it is true certainly to say that if you have traffic moving in general, that's better for localized air pollution impacts because you don't have idling cars and trucks, the concern is that by funneling more cars into this corridor, you're going to have additional air pollution impacts. And that's one of the concerns that we've raised in our comments to MDOT, is that here you have an area of the city that is already polluted. It's congested. We have I-75 right there. You have the Lodge Freeway. You have the Detroit Incinerator. You have large auto plants. And so adding potentially more cars right into that corridor could very well impact the air quality for residents.
Moving forward then, what are you hoping to see from MDOT? Is there a resolution that does not involve an additional environmental study?
Well, one of the things that's interesting is that MDOT's been meeting with a bunch of different stakeholders. They've met with Wayne State University, with Henry Ford Hospital, with Midtown Inc. here in Detroit, and they're having all these meetings in separate. And one of the problems with that is that we don't really know what they're saying to each individual stakeholder. We'd really like an open public process where you have meaningful opportunities for public comment and public engagement, where citizens, people can actually comment on MDOT's proposal and get some feedback from the agency. And the problem right now is that while they're doing some of these listening tours and they're going out and meeting with the public, it's really not an actual public engagement process where it's covered by our federal law and that people have feedback that they receive from the agency. And that is partly because we don't know what MDOT's ultimate plan is right now. They're basically saying they're going to right-size or rethink this project, but they haven't said, does that right-sizing include additional lanes of traffic on the freeway as well as these continuous service drives?
Nick Schroek is Executive Director of the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center. We've been talking today about concerns being raised by the environmental community about plans to modernize and potentially expand a stretch of I-94 in Detroit. Nick, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
And this segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.